Poems Every Child Should Know. Edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 37. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains two poems: Robert Bruce's Address to His Army and The Inchcape Rock. Part 3 continued. Bannockburn, Robert Bruce's Address to His Army. You can look down on the battlefield of Bannockburn from Stirling Castle, Scotland, near which stands a magnificent statue of Robert the Bruce. How often have I trodden over the old battlefield! The monument of William Wallace, too, looms up on the Ochil Hills, not far away. Scots, where wi' Wallace bled, Scots wham Bruce has often led, welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day, and now's the hour, see the front a battle lour, see approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. Wha will be a traitor knave, wha can fill a coward's grave, wha say base as be a slave, let him turn and flee. Wha for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw, freeman stand or freeman faw, let him follow me. By oppression's woes and pains, be your sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurpers low, tyrants fall in every foe, liberties in every blow, let us do or die. Robert Burns. Part 4. Lad and Lassie. The Inchcape Rock. The man is wrecked, and his ship is sunken, before he ever steps on board or sees the water, if his heart is hard and his estimate of human beings low. The Inchcape Rock is a thrust at hard-heartedness. What is the use of life? To bear one another's burdens, to develop a genius for pulling people through hard places, that's the use of life. It is the last resort of a mean mind to crack jokes that wreck innocent voyagers on life's sea. No stir in the air, no stir in the sea, the ship was still as she could be. Her sails from heaven received no motion, her keel was steady in the ocean. Without either sign or sound of their shock, the waves flowed over the Inchcape Rock. So little they rose, so little they fell, they did not move the Inchcape Bell. The abbot of Aberbrothock had placed that bell on the Inchcape Rock. On a buoy in the storm it floated and swung, and over the waves its warning rung. When the rock was hid by the surge's swell, the mariners heard the warning bell, and then they knew the perilous rock, and blessed the abbot of Aberbrothock. The sun in heaven was shining gay, all things were joyful on that day. The sea-birds screamed as they wheeled round, and there was joyance in their sound. The buoy of the Inchcape Bell was seen, a dark spot on the ocean green. Sir Ralph the Rover walked his deck, and he fixed his eye on the darker speck. He felt the cheering power of spring, it made him whistle, it made him sing. His heart was mirthful to excess, but the rover's mirth was wickedness. His eye was on the Inchcape float, quoth he, "My men, put out the boat, and row me to the Inchcape Rock, and I'll plague the abbot of Aberbrothock." The boat is lowered, the boatmen row, and to the Inchcape Rock they go. Sir Ralph bent over from the boat, and he cut the bell from the Inchcape float. Down sank the bell with a gurgling sound, the bubbles rose and burst around. Quoth Sir Ralph, "The next who comes to the rock won't bless the abbot of Aberbrothock." Sir Ralph the Rover sailed away, he scoured the sea for many a day, and now grown rich with plundered store, he steers his course for Scotland's shore. So thick a haze o'erspread the sky, they cannot see the sun on high. The wind hath blown a gale all day, at evening it hath died away. On the deck the rover takes his stand, so dark it is they see no land. Quoth Sir Ralph, "It will be brighter soon, for there is the dawn of the rising moon." "Canst hear," said one, "the broken roar? for methinks we should be near the shore. Now where we are I cannot tell, but I wish I could hear the Inchcape bell." They hear no sound, the swell is strong, though the wind hath fallen they drift along, till the vessel strikes with a shivering shock. O Christ, it is the Inchcape Rock! Sir Ralph the Rover tore his hair, he cursed himself in his despair. The waves rush in on every side, the ship is sinking beneath the tide. But even in his dying fear, one dreadful sound could the Rover hear, a sound as if with the Inchcape bell, the devil below was ringing his knell. Robert Southey. End of section 37. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 26, 2006, in Oceanside, California.